This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Grief is one of the most difficult emotions to talk about. It's difficult for those experiencing it and for those watching it. Dr. Anita Sharma talks with Dr. Julia Letlow, the Executive Director of External Affairs and Strategic Communications at the University of Louisiana Monroe, about dealing with grief on this week's Life Transitions.
Julia, you have done research in grief care and experienced bereavement yourself. So why is it important to talk about grief?
Grief is a response to a major loss or trauma in a person's life. It could be the loss of a loved one. It doesn't have to be a person, though. It could be the loss of a job. It could be loss of status within your community. It could be a number of things. It could be getting older and grieving things that you once had in your youth. So grief is a natural response that we all have when we're faced with the loss. It's not just a feeling. It's a whole range of different emotions that you'll encounter over and over again as you work through and process through your grief. I would argue that grief is not something that is done through certain stages and then you're done with grief. Grief will evolve with time, but it will hit you at different times in your life throughout the course of your life. So it's definitely something that is huge and most all of us will face at one point or another, and should be talked about and studied.
So grief is not always associated with death, although we always think of that.
Correct. Grief is really a response to any kind of loss that a person is going through. So it could be the loss of a marriage. That is the loss of a person, even though that person has not died.
Do we know what to do when we meet someone who is grieving?
You know, a lot of people don't know how to respond to someone who is hurting. I think there's a myriad of reasons for this. One being that when we have to communicate with someone who has just faced a terrible loss, we have to face our own mortality, and that's not comfortable for us in this culture. And so we shy away from it and we don't speak to that person. We don't want to communicate with them. But I would argue that however uncomfortable it makes you feel, go out of your way to reach out to someone who is hurting, who is grieving. That means so much more than ignoring that person or looking the other way in the grocery store. Just to acknowledge someone's pain, even I would argue if you say the wrong thing. I think a lot of people are worried they're going to upset the person more or say the wrong thing. And so reach out to them and acknowledge their pain and express your sympathy for them.
Thanks, Julia. My guest for today was Dr. Julia Letlow, who is the Executive Director of External Affairs and Strategic Communications at ULM. This is Anita Sharma.
Life Transitions is produced with the College of Business and Social Sciences at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Find out more at kedm.org.